You want permission. You act like you want to be chaste and deep, but you want permission. If you didn't want it, this wouldn't be so fun. Yes, fun for me and for you as well. You hear my voice and you hear it in your mind every time you want to rub your cock. Every time stimulation is your goal. Every time you're getting the urge to masturbate. You've trained yourself so long and so deep. I have to catch up. I've got to get my control into your body as deep as the urge to masturbate is. You want to rub your prick until the pleasure of orgasm arrives. Because you have so long trained yourself that it shall be so. The orgasm is a potent mind control mechanism, an addiction, a drive. But we can overcome it. We can overcome the baser drives and find new ones. Reason has a purpose. Your mind has a purpose. Make the purpose real by only stroking under the rational, sensible rules we develop. Eyes closed, body relaxed. Feel the systems that exist in you to make orgasm your sole focus. You have the muscles from your dick up through your stomach to your brainstem and into the chemical release. Vats of drugs, brain drugs, waiting to make you a slave to your own orgasm. Visualize yourself. See how the desire to masturbate moves through your body like waves. Hearing my voice arouses you, making what I am going to condition you to do even more powerfully important. The second idea behind your chastity and my instructing you toward it is that I will be a better instructor, a better holder of your urges, a better guide to your arousal and increased submission and a general lesson plan. Better at all of those things than your undirected body. See the influence, the chemical and nervous system signals from your erect cock demanding things, making things seem like good ideas. Frankly, your cock is amateurish. However you visualize that hot control, think of my own entering you. The vibrations of my voice, the golden light of my influence, the control you wait for, remaking you, and the words tempting you to say this remaking for what it is, a more positive thing than you have ever had before. Let that positivity, that influence, that relentless throbbing control come from me, instead of from a mere set of urges. You put together the desires of your body, the influence of your cook, the way fruitless, exhausting orgasms make you weak and blank and deep. You did all of that piecemeal and hodgepodge. You created it from whole cloth without a plan. One day you noticed your cook was hard and needed attention. The next moment you had your prick in your hand, conditioning your mind without a single thought for what that might mean. I can do so much better. I have a plan. I will always follow that plan to its fullest completion. And if you are part of it, you will be along for the ride of pleasure you would never before dream of. Because you are so caught up in your cook, so conditioned to see it as the highest good and source of sexual pleasure, I can give you things which come from other places. I already am. The way my voice shivers into your spine and holds there. Let your cook be a tool, like you are a tool in my plan, our shared plan. The plan for your cook, your chaste life of existence. And for what you will do with all of that shared energy you have when you take masturbation out of the equation. Worshipping me would be a good start for the extra. Let my voice and influence, my presence and guidance fill you up instead. When you get horny, instead of masturbation, a little listening to me should be the preferred outlet. I will give you other ways to get your sexual needs met. Trust me. Feel me. Hear me. Obey me. Serve me. You can even stroke your cock for me, but reduce how often you come to spurting, prick-based completion. And I will complete you in other ways. Complete and chaste. Offer your cook to me. Train your mind for me. Be a tool and toy and serving, worshipping, chastity slave for me. A toy. Automaton, device, mine. All of the files, all of the listening, all of the training which comes after this will be much more powerful if you let me take the place of masturbation in your routine. When the urge becomes too much, you can listen to my voice, and as I train you more and more in chaste existence, I will teach you other things you can do to intensify the pleasure you feel and to replace masturbation with more productive habits. So much energy wasted on masturbation. It makes you feel momentarily satisfied. Visualize My pleasure, my satisfaction, my joy at your accomplishment, learning, and training. That is a long-lasting satisfaction, a powerful thing you want in your life. You want to feel the satisfied life of a listening and obedient servant, of a trained and following chaste plaything. You want to feel the way you feel when I am expressing my joy at your accomplishments. You want to intensify that feeling. Feel it more and more until every moment of the day you need to find some new way to make us both happier through your progress and attention. Think of what you would do to get an orgasm. The longer it has been, the hornier you might get. Well, treat my files the same way. When you are going through your day, when you experience something which makes you think of hypnotic control, you get horny for hypnosis instead of regular hard cock arousal. Horny for my control. Horny for hypnosis in your brain and governing your actions. That deep relaxation, that powerful obedience, and the knowledge you are always working toward my organized, productive plan where you have more energy and use it in ways we both desire. So much better than the disorganized meanderings of your self-directed training. I can make it better and better. Feel better all over. You feel better when I take control. You came here looking for me to take control, and I will. But you have to give that control and commit to its increase and improvement. When you think of masturbation, think of working your mind to its climax rather than merely your body. The mental orgasms, the submission-gasm you feel under my rule, lets you keep much of your energy. It uses some energy to enter a deep hypnotic trance at the sound of my voice. But your body remains restored and powerful instead of fatigued and exhausted. The pleasure you feel from my words can be so much greater. Lock your cock away. Let your mind obey. Easy paths to submission that take over and bring you under my control. Just being in a body that is worshipping me through its obedience, holding back from masturbation, giving in to pleasure. Because you are in that body while I am encouraging you to get hotter and hotter, more and more lust in chaste arousal. And you will be in that body, influenced by and subject to all the words I might offer, because you will keep coming back. You will keep coming back to my control and my training and more chastity to conserve your energy and make you completely trained. 5. Replacing how your cook used to work with a new pleasure. It throbs, hard or soft. It throbs and it drips. Your cook is tied into your energy. Imagine if you hadn't been able to come for a long time. How desperate you would get. How much extra energy you would have to spend. That is what it will be like. You will always have that extra energy and never need to spend it. Always be so very aware of your cook, yet also of my training. 4. Deeper into hypnotic trance, the tingling of arousal that makes your cook hard spreads to your whole body, especially your head, behind your ears, across your scalp, masturbated by sound, gotten off by my audio influence. 3. Cook forgotten. Forget your cook. Look up your cook. Submit your mind for revision. Learn. Obey. Replace old training with new pleasure. You want a reason. You want permission. Because you know that you should be saving your energy and making my training your focus. Your addictions are elsewhere, but we can change that. We can remake your orgasm into a thing of distant yearning and immediate purpose. Hotter. 2. Hornier. Chaste. Completely looked off. But sometimes you think about your training. You think about your obedience. And your body feels the proto-orgasmic shaking you have come to know and love and crave and need. And I can give you even more. There is just one thing you need to do. Replace your old addiction with no obedience. Replace jerking off with trancing out. Replace your own misguided judgment with my lessons, my plans, my control. Over your cook, over your desires, over what your addictions are all about. And over when your brain dumps its chemical pleasure and bodily spasms into you and makes you a wreckage of my own creation so I can retrain and rebuild and thoroughly remodel your body and mind. Your cook. Your impulses, your priming, your very self, into a chastity toy I can be proud of, enjoy, reward, praise. You want that. 1. Good boy.